Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Morag Barrett is here. She's our good friend, six-year member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 7 years. She is the author of The Future-Proof Workplace, also Cultivate the Power of Winning Relationships. Morag, thanks again for being here. Give us your website, please.
It is Sky Team. That's S-K-Y-E. team.com.
All right. Tell us what you do for your customers.
So what I do, I take the junior high out of the workplace and bring a little bit of sanity and the human in. So we are all about growing leaders, whether that be the business owners, the business leaders, the senior team that is running a company. And we also do some work one-on-one as an executive coach. So everything from sounding board to shoulder to cry on.
Drama-free zone. Is that what you're talking about? Drama-free zone.
Yes, exactly. Or at least harness the drama so everybody understands the soap opera that you're having your drama in, and you can move forward productively.
You know, in a small business, though, sometimes drama becomes theater for customers. They like it. I've seen that happen before. I've known businesses that the customers have said, you guys should charge admission for people to come in here and watch you guys work.
Sometimes, when it's productive. Remember,
exactly.
Remember the fish market in San Francisco?
Right. I know those guys. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, they're friends of mine. They've been on my show, Pike Place Fish. So let's talk about how to set goals, though, because we talked about, you know, needing to set goals. We talked about making sure that it's within your bandwidth and within your budget. But in setting goals, you need to be specific, don't you? You don't need to say, last year was pretty unspecific. Let's survive. But now we can be more granular, right?
Yes, you can. And again, it's looking at, we were talking about it while we were on the break, money. And I spent 15 years in finance here. People often set specific revenue goals, but then sit back and assume that it's just going to happen. And as you pointed out to me, it's not how much we make as business owners that matters. It's how much we keep in the business.
Right.
And we need to be looking at all the levers. How do you attract the money into your company? And some of that can be the drama and the relationship you have with your customers, but also are you keeping an eye on the expenses and where are you spending that money and where is it draining out of the business without you paying attention?
And shouldn't your goals have the understanding of what is not optional? For example, it is not optional for a small business to transform digitally. That's not an option that you have. You do not have the option of opting out of digital transformation. So establishing that truth, then set your goals around that. What do you think?
So I agree. And it's the same if you've got staff on the team, is letting them know which elements of the business service and what does it feel like to do business with your company and how is it different to the one down the street or the one in the next town or state. Then absolutely you need to be very clear on what's not negotiable and then either be setting aside the funding over time to invest in your example in digital strategy or in how do you obtain the financing so that you can accelerate that investment. Mm-hmm. So the top line, the big hairy audacious goals that many businesses are setting at this time of year are just the starting point. And you need to look at each and every one of those through four lenses. It's not just the money, the financial side, but you then need to look at the operational side. So where might you need to invest in equipment or upgrades in order to deliver it? You also need to look at it from the customer perspective. If you make this investment, how will you know but it's positively impacting your customers? Is it through footfall flow? Is it the number of hits on your website? Is it the number of online inquiries you're getting? How do you know that your customer is satisfied and that you are keeping and retaining their business? So that's the third element. And then the fourth is, to the extent you have it, staff. And even if you are a solopreneur, it's the what's the impact it's having for you, and are you looking forward to coming into work each day, and how do you collaborate with your external vendor partners too?
And so how do you break down your goals to where you can delegate some of it? Okay, Sue, this is what we're trying to accomplish this year. This is your part. Bill, this is your part. Johnny, this is your part. You've got to be able to do that because you can't do it all on your own.
No, you exhaust yourself.
I've tried, but it doesn't work.
Me too.
Yeah.
We've all been there, and that's one of the sort of rites of passage that every small business owner goes through when you realize that you're working far too many hours and you're far too stressed.
And as you say, even if you're sole proprietor, you can bring in resources outside of your organization, contract people like your accountant, your attorney, maybe a consultant, that kind of thing, or maybe a coach, those kinds of things. Maureen, I need your website one more time, please.
It's SkyTeam, SkyeTeam.com.
Can they find your books there?
They can find the books there or at any bookstore.
All right, so I encourage you to check that out, folks, SkyTeam.com. Hey, Maureen, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do, Jim. All the best.
See you next time. Maureen Barrett. Ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'll throw hands to make me blue. With some of the guys we knew before. Between the two of us, guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.